Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. the Black Star Kid, a.k.a. the Ghanaian Gangster, a.k.a. it still is Fire Nagy.
Yo. What up? It's your boy, PJ. I don't have any AKAs this week.
I got less names than that, so let's just keep going.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Oh, man, another week on the Serious 33 and the Third podcast is officially back. Once again, we appreciate all y'all for tuning in, listening in. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
I love how we take hiatuses, but we don't really know it's a hiatus until we're in the middle of it.
If you don't tell nobody, don't nobody know.
Right. I guess so.
And this is almost an even more extended hiatus.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly, man. Yo, I got to give a quick shout out, even though I'm sure they're not listening, but happy birthday to two of my favorite MCs, Talib Kweli and Black Thought. You know saying? Them brothers celebrate.
Happy birthday, Black Thought.
Oh, dang.
You mad at Kweli?
Listen, Kweli is one of my favorite MCs, but I just haven't been able to listen to him much since the whole debacle with the sister on Twitter. Did y'all remember that? No?
Vaguely. Can you take me back down memory lane?
Man, basically, sister mentioned something in general about, I don't know if she said black men or rappers, and I forgot the subject matter. I think it might have been like, I don't know, it was rappers that always end up with light-skinned women or something. It was something general she said about rappers, but your man's in them. Like really zeroed in, and like it's like a hit dog's Yelp situation, because she didn't say his name, but he came hard at her hard, and then he essentially harassed her on Twitter for like 2 weeks, kept putting her name her ad in her tweets. I want to say he even doxed her at some point, but basically ended up getting him kicked off Twitter because he was harassing and violating all sorts of Twitter bylaws or rules and shit, and it got him kicked off Twitter. And it was just a big, ugly, unnecessary mess. And ever since then, I just, it's hard. Like, Kweli's one of my favorite MCs, and I can't really listen to his music right now.
You can't make room for the fact that people are human.
What? Like, okay, all right. It's because, are you being facetious right now?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he's a human person with human emotions. He may have overreacted, but that doesn't take away from his music. That doesn't take away from the art.
No, overreacted is an understatement. Like, he did the most. He got himself kicked off of fucking Twitter. Like, who else got kicked off Twitter besides Trump?
Wait. Now, can you still listen to R. Kelly music?
No, I don't fucking listen to R. Kelly music.
Let me ask you this. I thought about this morning. That's a very good point, Drew. And TJ, I'm glad you said that. Because why are we canceling R. Kelly's music?
Well, is that a serious question? You want me to?
Yes, I need to know the answer. Why is his music being canceled?
You know what?
I want somebody to say it.
Yeah, I'm personally not. Even though I have like really personal feelings outside of what you know, is in the media and all of that about him, I have not canceled his music.
All right,
I want to hear from somebody who does though. Like, I need to know why. Because here's why I'm going with it. Actually, you know, it was rhetorical now. Yeah. Here's why I'm going with it. All right, we're canceling him because of all his illicit activities. We all know what he did. I don't got to go into the story.
All the goddamn. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. But here go the thing. I don't recall anybody canceling Chris Brown for beating up women. Isn't that as heinous as a crime? Wait. Let me continue. Because I don't recall any of our parents canceling Rick James, and he kidnapped the bitch and tortured her in the basement, didn't he? Did he go to jail for that?
Yep.
I don't recall him being canceled. I recall our generation also. I'm Rick James, bitch. Y'all was really bigging this nigga up. I don't recall James Brown being canceled. So why are we canceling R. Kelly?
I kind of canceled James Brown.
My point is, all of these people have committed heinous crimes, and we have not canceled any of them. We haven't stopped playing any of their music.
I gotta stand up.
Please stand up. So why are we canceling Kelly's?
Because we didn't cancel Elvis. Nobody canceled Jerry Lee Lewis.
Nigga, was you rocking Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis?
No, I just kept into the black community. I'm just talking about the black community in general because I get what R. Kelly did. Okay. I get what he did towards children. But are we not protecting women as well? Because those three people I just named did heinous crimes against women.
Yes.
And we didn't cancel any of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So listen, I am going to try, I'm going to attempt to, because I already see how this is going to go, but I'm going to attempt to respond. So, okay, in regards to Kels, and I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for myself in regards to why I don't listen to R. Kelly's music. I can't listen to Seems Like You're Ready. I can't listen to a lot of the sexual music that Kels did because now I feel like all that shit was about underage women, underage girls, specifically, in like Aaliyah's first album, I loved it. Can't listen to it. Age ain't nothing but a number, nigga.
I get it.
Oh,
I get
that.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my favorite songs, but I can't listen to that shit anymore because now I know that more than likely that was about, like, it's just, no.
But
I just
wait. Let me pause you there. We knew that. You're from Chicago, bro, dude. You knew that in 95. Hold on, let me finish. You knew that in 95 when he married her.
No, you knew that.
We knew he used to hang out at Kenwood and pick up girls. We knew that.
Wait.
Let me add one more thing. We didn't cancel this nigga in 2002 when the fucking tape came out. Why are we canceling him now?
This is true.
Nobody canceled him when the damn underage tape came out. So what happened between then and now that's more heinous that made y'all say, oh, I ain't listening to this nigga no more? Because all this shit was known for years. So why in 2021 did we say, well, no more music?
Yeah. Again? I can't answer for anybody else. I'm just going to try to answer for myself. All I can say is, yes, like, this nigga definitely got multiple chances after certain shit came out. Now, the Aaliyah shit, speculation, there was rumors back in the day.
That wasn't speculation.
Again, we didn't know as much. So, you know, over time, this nigga definitely got a million fucking chances. But the thing is, I mean, like, what is he in jail for? Because he has continuously, like, abused and kidnapped and sex rings and all this other shit. And so, like, we knew that he, like, back then, we knew some stuff.
2002, we knew he beat up a little girl. We saw the tape, and then we kept listening to his music.
Y'all was listening to the world's greatest while he was up there playing with kids. Girls.
Listen.
The world's greatest.
I got a quote. I got to quote my man Fonte from one of my favorite songs of his. He said, because most of my heroes have fucked up lives, coked up kids and three or four wives, hoes in every city, enough side bitches for three or four tribes. From Marvin to Basquiat, it comes with a caveat.
Yeah.
And that's the gospel. Like three or four choirs.
First of all, Dave, I just want to say I'm really proud of you for quoting Fonte bars right now.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
It's a conflict and it's creativity that comes out of people's dark sides, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because
he's right.
No matter what they've done in their personal lives or whatever, their creativity might have been a release for them. Mm-hmm. And that release does something for us. It might put us in a mood. It might bring us up. You know what I'm saying? It might be something that we can relate to in that time. Mm-hmm. So that's where I feel like you got to separate the person from the artist and the artistry. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, like I said, I personally think Kels is a piece of shit. But I
as a person,
still,
yes, absolutely, yes, completely agree.
I can still sit and listen to Happy People because it puts me in the mood.
As an artist, right, the man's a musical. Yeah. And here go my other thing, too. Here go my thing. And T.J., you touched on this point earlier, but like, age ain't nothing but a number. Yeah, I'm really not. Just because I know what that was, I knew what it was then. And I just, you know, so yeah, I get that. But something like Seems Like You're Ready. Hold on. What?
How were you when Age with Ain't Nothing But a Number came out? You knew everything about that situation?
I'm not saying I knew everything about the situation. Nobody knew. But it still was like, singing it is like, think about the words. Listen to the words of the song.
Listen to the words of the song.
Right? I know, but we didn't know that shit was really happening in real life.
Okay, like,
we didn't
all right. Really... But the point I'm making is, you mentioned songs like Seems Like You're Ready and shit like that. I don't listen to that and envision a young girl. That's not me. That's not how I interpret the song.
And that's great. But the point is, more than likely, he was when he wrote it and he sang it.
So you go put yourself in the head of every artist when they they record to, because you don't want to do that.
Okay. So I'm not putting myself in the head of every artist. But that specific shit, no, I can't fuck with it.
Hold on, I'm putting y'all on hold. My Amazon package is here.
Oh, okay.
Y'all keep talking.
Yo, this is real time, people. You know
so
what I'm
listen,
like,
here's the thing. Yeah. And it's a slippery fucking slope because and I've had this discussion. So like I personally have canceled Kale's music. Like I don't listen to the shit. I haven't thrown the CDs away, but they buried this fucking I don't listen to the shit. But okay, so it's like if you cancel his music, how far do you go? Because do you cancel hits that he wrote for other people?
Mm-hmm. Having the conversation with BA earlier, like I was with you, Teach, but then you like you gotta separate the artist.
In some cases you can, and it's up to the individual. So I agree with that. Most times, yes, I hate to say it depends on what the fuck they did, but sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I can't in this particular instance. Like I just can't. Listen to his shit. Go ahead.
But here's my thing too, TJ. You always in the Twitter sphere. So I think this is my personal opinion. I think you are affected more from the Twitter sphere than anybody else.
How?
Because I'm on social media. I'm not on Twitter like that. You are. So if people's like cancel this person, you more inclined to go that route than we are.
No, nigga, I'm more inclined to think for myself. Like, I ain't doing shit on Twitter, dude.
No, but I'm just saying, it's...
I kind of get the point that Drew's making. Obviously, TJ, knowing you, I know you're a very individual, think for yourself person. But I think what Drew's trying to say is because of, like, what's going on now with the public opinion swaying in a certain way, obviously... That's gonna have some type of effect. Don't mean that you're gonna agree with everybody because everybody is saying fuck R. Kelly, but it's going to probably cast a bigger, you know, shadow of doubt in your mind. I think that's what he's trying to get at.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what I was saying. So
I guess. But listen, all I'm gonna say is so for instance, like separating music. Okay, so for instance, I fucking stopped listening to James Brown for like 10 years when I found out what he did to Tammy Terrell. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
but
so,
did you stop listening to your boy from the Temptations after what he did to her?
I mean, I didn't. It's not like I was bumping a lot of Temps by myself.
But I'm just saying.
I know. I hear what you're saying, but like, Temps. I didn't. I don't really put on
energy.
But what I'm saying is, I wasn't really bumping the Temps like that.
I get you.
James Brown. I was fucking with James Brown. I would put on some James Brown. I don't really put on the Temps like that, so it wasn't a big deal for me not to listen. Like.
Here's my question. I've been listening for a while.
Oh, this nigga just gonna sneak back in.
I've been listening for a minute, but here's my question. And I guess the root of my question is, why are we canceling Kells in 2021 when we could have canceled him in 2002?
Some people did.
Who did?
Nobody did.
I mean, how many hit albums did he have after 2002?
I'm not saying that.
Everybody was still talking about Move Your Body Like a Snake, Ma.
Exactly. Yeah, we were still in the club.
No, he
still
got his shit off for sure. But I'm saying there's some people that probably canceled him then. But
nobody canceled that.
Nobody canceled.
It didn't happen until the cancel culture happened. And then this whole thing. That's why when Drew's Twitter point, that makes perfect sense. None of this cancel him. We don't listen to his music shit happen. Because that's why we still listen to Chris Brown. If that shit happened around cancel culture, he would be in the same boat.
Yeah.
But he apologized, he forgave him, and then y'all just kept it moving. Right. You know what I mean? So I'm not taking away anything from what Kells did. We know what he did. We know he a piece of shit as a human. But why did we decide to cancel and take him off of streaming platforms? Why are we doing all that now? When, like, literally the signs have been there for the last 25 years and nobody said anything.
It's the same reason why they stopped putting fucking cocaine in Coca-Cola. Like, as times change, people,
that's a horrible analogy.
That's a terrible analogy.
I'm just trying to make some logic. Shit evolves. So, yes, at one point, like,
he pissed on a little girl on tape. We all saw it and didn't cancel him then. What evolved?
People got more fed up or some shit. I don't know. Shit evolves. It's the same reason.
The cancel culture evolved.
All right, fine. Cancel culture evolved. But the point is, the shit is here now. And so what? You make your own fucking personal opinion. This is what I'm saying. That's why I don't listen to his shit. But y'all can if y'all want to.
Well, with all that said.
But hold on, let me ask you this one question. So now that you know, okay, so though you say you don't listen to the temps no more, you gonna stop listening to them?
Wait. Now, fuck that. Let's bring it more current. Are you gonna cancel everything Dr. Dre did?
Ooh. We've already had this Dre discussion.
We canceling Dre's music too?
Right.
We've had this Dre discussion already. So here's the thing.
Violence against women is violence against women, bro. So
are you being facetious again?
I'm saying if you're going to stand, if you're going to fly that flag, fly it for everybody who commits this crime.
Don't bring up Dre's old shit. I want to see the Super Bowl show.
And that's another thing, like the same way, well, I don't know if y'all weren't fucking with the NFL for a minute when it was cool not to fuck with the NFL because of the cap shit.
I fuck with it. Fuck that shit.
I never stopped watching
NFL. I never stopped watching. Sorry.
Fuck that shit, he said.
I wasn't gonna cancel it.
Fuck that shit, Drew says.
But wait, ain't Jay supposed to be in place to kind of, you know, right some of the wrongs and
how Dre and them are doing the Super Bowl show. Like Rock Nation's in charge of the entertainment or whatever. So I don't know if that was the happy median and deal that was struck or whatever. I don't know, but Jay is obviously in charge of the Super Bowl entertainment now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously, y'all, you know, we switched gears a little bit. You know, Dr. Dre is, you know, recently announced it was Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar will be doing the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show, which is going to be bananas.
And somewhere 50 Cent failed. What happened to me?
I was just about to say, y'all think 50 feels
like I think 50 will be there as like a guest or something.
I feel like that, too. I feel like it's going to be hella, like, special guest. I feel like Busta Rhymes might pop out. You know.
Yeah,
might,
I think you definitely gonna get 50 there.
Not if motherfuckers got to be vaccinated. Then.
True. I didn't think about
that. Oh, 50 anti-vax?
No, Busta is.
Oh, Busta. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Busta's anti-vax. So yeah, that's a good point there. But yeah, I definitely think it's gonna be entertaining and unlike any Super Bowl halftime we've ever seen. And I'm sorry, but anything is better than last year to me. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You're going to see Snoop last year? Walk on the
Was it the weekend,
weekend
last year?
The weekend. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what crap was terrible.
Can I tell you, I can't stand the weekend. He sound like, his voice sounds like a cat with his claws on the chalkboard. That's what it sounds like to me.
So listen, I can't, I'm not the cancel president. I can't explain why some people get canceled and why some people don't. I mean, because if we go back, we know that some of our favorite artists, like Defante Bars, that Dave just said, explains, like, some of our favorite artists even from back in the day, because fucking Marvin Gaye, like, he was fucking with Janice when she was 17, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so I don't know why some people get canceled, why some people don't. I just know personally, I can't fuck with Kel's music. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I can only speak to me.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. I'm okay. Hey, Okay, that's fine.
Listen, here's something I wanted to bring up and get y'all thoughts on. So
wait, Dave, real quick. I just wanted to add on to this Kale shit. Y'all saw that tweet I sent y'all that said he threatened to tell on everybody in the music industry if since he got to do 100 years.
Yes, yes. he bought the open the door on the real CMB. Listen,
apparently.
Kareem Akbar, the brother from the bank. That's the one.
I don't know how true that tweet is, but
yeah.
If this nigga's
let's play. Let's play devil's advocate and say that Lord. It is. Like, who do you think is sweating right now? Like,
shit.
Like who has he worked with?
Barry Hankerson.
Nigga. Kells has been in the music industry for 30 years, since 1991. He didn't tour, and he didn't, you know, with some of everybody. And whoever's fucking doing black music over the last 30 years, like, so ain't no telling if he really got dirt than, you know, what he got, but it's just a intro. What be?
Nothing. I'm just in my head. I'm singing "Same Girl." That's all.
Wow. Jesus. I like that song.
Well, listen to that one no more, huh?
Yeah.
I like "Same Girl."
That would be interesting.
Basically, they both had the herp, so I guess it was the same girl.
Oh,
jeez. Don't give him a hi-hat, Dave.
That's terrible.
Speaking of same girl, this segues right into what I was about to talk about, actually.
Go ahead.
So y'all probably seen recently that Lil Fizz popped up at the first day of the Millennium Tour in L.A. and apologized to Omarion for, you know, smashing his baby mama for several years.
But have you seen April Jones? No joking.
I mean, right, Drew, have you seen April?
It doesn't make it okay. What is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. You know, he looked like Omarion accepted the apology and, you know, continued on with his show. You know, we'll see what that, you know, leads to in the future, you know.
I feel like much like the Nas and whole situation, like they ironed that shit out. You know, in behind closed doors before they brought it to a stage.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
I think Omarion has been really he's been really
the bigger man.
Simple. The bigger man. Yes, thank you. He's been the bigger man this entire time. So yeah, it's a good thing to see. It's a good thing to see. I mean, Fizz know he fucked up. That was pretty fucked up.
Well, let me ask you because that actually brings me to the question I was going to bring up. Have any of y'all ever dated a friend's ex, or would you ever date a friend's ex?
A friend's ex, no.
I've never dated a friend's ex.
No. Yeah, no, never have.
No. What are your thoughts on that? Is that like the ultimate betrayal?
That's
a friend.
That's Geico right there.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, it's part Geico, but it's like, okay, did he knock it down once? Did they talk for a month and then decide they didn't see if they want, you know, there wasn't nothing there, and then they went on their separate ways, and two years later, you link up with, is it that?
Or I've like, had that situation happen.
Right, or was it like they were, like April and Omarion were together, had kids, and so that's a different situation. But if it was something like very casual, depending on how long it was and if everybody is cool with it, then that's one thing. But Omarion,
but you got to be standing up from the beginning. You got to if it don't work out between two people, okay, it don't work out. But if you're that person's friend, before you even pursue the woman or whoever you're pursuing.
Yeah,
you might want to run that by your friend and see how they feel about it before you go into it, and be willing to walk away from it if they're not okay with it.
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. I was in two situations sort of like that in high school and like junior high, which, you know, to me don't even really count. But
one.
VA, if you start dating Dana, you're gonna have to talk to me, bro.
And that's what I mean, though. Like, I wouldn't date Dana without telling you before I dated Dana. You know what I'm saying?
That was junior high in high school.
If you felt like just because I know that you have a history, so if I know you have a history, and I feel like me and this person are getting to know each other better, I'm like, okay, I might want to see what's up. Let me run this by you to make sure you're okay with it, because I'm not finna try to hide this shit from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's best that I run it by you first. Right. And if you're not okay with it, then okay, I need to back off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the situations I had, like one, actually, I think both were in high school, but like one, in both situations, it was kind of like the friends had already given their blessing and almost kind of like made the connection. You know what I'm saying?
So wait, in both instances, Dave, you connected with one of your boys' former side people?
Yes. Yes.
Both times.
Yes. But one was a close friend. One was a close friend. The other one wasn't as close, but. In one situation, I think it was like I had needed a date for like a dance or something. So they connected me with one of their ex-girlfriends, and then we
so they set it up.
They yeah, okay, if they matchmake, like then
yeah,
that's yeah. on yeah, that's
yeah. right. That's different. Yeah,
like I had a situation where. I was talking to a chick, nothing major. We was just talking. Nothing ever really happened out of it, right? Yeah. But then you know how that shit just fades away.
Yeah.
So cool, whatever. Anything other. And then I don't know. Maybe I think it's about a year or so later. One of my guys ran into her, and they hit it off, and they talking. But he knew I had dealt with her in the past, so he called me before he did anything. Was like, okay, I ran into such and such. You know what? So I go ahead, my nigga. Nothing yeah. happened with us, so yeah. do your thing. You know what I mean? And so that's how we left it. But he gave me the respect of letting me know first, just because yeah. he knew there was some kind of history there. So yeah.
Was Omarion and April married?
No,
weren't they?
Were they?
I don't know. They got at least two kids, and they were together for a while. So that yeah. one, that particular situation was a little much.
Plus, it takes it up a notch when you're. Relationship is on, you know, in the public eye on television. So yeah. it's like, you know, he's not just, you know, it's not like they're just doing their thing off on their own and he can't even see it. They were on television being intimate and, you know,
yeah.
in right. front of the world. So that's
but that, it's still the principle of it. Like, I think everybody yeah. on the four of us, I think we all know pretty much each other as well. For the most part,
like, yeah.
So you would know, like, okay, can I? You know, what I'm saying, hey, I'm finna, you know, you might what's up with you and such, yeah. Or who is this person? You know, what I'm saying, give me the story before I do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think TJ, me and you have had that situation before where you hit me like, hey, who is this? I'm like, don't do it.
Yeah.
I wish you could see my face. I just had the pondering face, like.
No, you actually hit me like one time. I remember you actually hit me a couple times. One of them was that's just whatever, and one of them was like, you don't want to do that. And it was just the simple of this the simple. It's a courtesy. It's a common fucking courtesy of let me just see what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before I start pursuing anything, and that's just how that is.
Yeah. yeah. Cause I was saying the other situation, it was like I didn't know beforehand, but you know I had like seen some pictures of this girl or whatever, and I was like, oh my god, you know I got to meet her or whatever, and I went. So I think T's laughing because he probably knows the story, but because she went to like a different school that some of my other friends went to, so I went to them. And I was like, yo, man, I seen this girl in your yearbook. You gotta connect me with her. Boom, boom, boom. And then they was like, oh, that's such and such a girl. But they had like been dating for a while. And so then once I find out, I was like, damn, my bad. But he happened to be there when I was, you know, inquired about or whatever. And so he just was like laughing. But he was like, I think on some like bitter type shit, was like, man, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Holla at it. And it... at first I was like, all right. And then, but you could tell it created a little tension, and, you know, fortunately she wasn't into me like that anyway, but it was just one of them things where it was like, I feel like initially he just was on some like, yeah, I don't care, do whatever. But then once it looked like there might be something, then there was that uneasy feeling about it. and you know, of course, I didn't want to create nothing extra. But at the same time, like I said, she wasn't into me like that anyway. So.
Now, Dave, Season for Skeezing had dropped, so couldn't you have had anybody you wanted? You was the hot shit at the school, right?
Listen.
Wow. Wow.
No, Season for Skeezing hadn't, you know, we hadn't broke the top 20 Billboard yet, so, yeah.
Okay. But yeah. Season for Skeezing dropped while you were still a student at Ridge, right?
Yes, it did. Okay. Yes, it did. I was the first ever rapper to have his own single in Music Land.
Yeah.
At Thornridge, yeah. Yep. So
no doubt. Cause I'm sure you couldn't keep them off you one Season for Skeezing drop. Like you just had
Yeah. Well actually I think when Dip the Wedgie was on the radio.
Dip the Wedgie was on the radio.
Y'all see the
subtle flex right there?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Actually it was when Dip the Wedgie was on the radio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So these are classic songs, y'all.
Listen,
go look them up.
Yeah, anybody listening that don't know, no, these are real songs. We're not making this up, okay? There was Season for Skeezing and Dip the Wedgie. Those are actual songs that were recorded and released. And if you're able to find their maxi singles out there, I still have Season for Skeezing in plastic. I told you that's a collector's item, and I'm not opening it.
Yep. If I really wanted to do some damage, I could re-release those, but I'm not.
You should put them shits on stream. I was just telling BA that Insomni put their shit on streaming, and I need Dip the Wedgie and Season for Skeezing on streaming platforms too. What's up?
All right, I'm gonna see how I work that out for you, man.
Don't play.
But we might. I don't know. I think I sampled some stuff in there. We might get sued for us. I don't know. I might not be able to.
You know what? I didn't think about that.
throw it out there.
Pretty sure some Digital Underground samples and Season for Skeezing and Dip the Wedgie definitely had outstanding as its.
I'm definitely thinking of a Kool & the Gang sample on one of our records that just will not. Like,
I don't know, guys. I feel like there's a good chance they may not even know.
I'm talking about my nigga. I'm telling you, I played it. We played it for somebody, and they said it immediately.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
And this was just a random person.
I'm saying the copyright.
He didn't try to get y'all sued.
Right. I'm saying the copyright owners may not even hear it. They not gonna search for Dip the Wedgie.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all remember that episode of Living Single?
We also got we sampled Frank Sinatra, bro. Like, come on, man.
Oh wow.
Living Single when your boy what was the name of the Jamaican music
Russell.
Yeah.
He's about to get sued, and he said, "Wait, that's like a sample of Mandy." And they was like, "Nah, that's not. That's a original song." And he literally slowed it down and sped it up, and it was like they played Mandy,
Barry Manilow, Mandy.
TJ trying to set y'all up.
I don't want y'all to get sued. I just want to be able to hear those joints without having to go dig through my music room to find them.
Yeah, there's definitely a Frank Sinatra sample.
Yeah. I don't need Charlie Wilson at my door.
Shoot me the band, man.
Wow.
Yeah, certain songs just ain't gonna make it, bro.
Yo, speaking of old rap songs, man, I know y'all seen, you know, the nostalgia is definitely in effect. They're bringing Rap City back for One Night Only.
One night only.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear a bunch of mumble rappers in the booth.
Why would it be one night only,
dude?
It's some BS because you know they just made the announcement that Video Soul's coming back to Tubi, and then I think right behind that, Rap City, they said that was coming back, but yeah, I just found out it's only going to be for one night only. They're doing it, I think, right before the BET Hip Hop Awards.
It's not even special no
more. I know, right? Yeah,
I was all excited and shit.
I think that's so necessary, man. They need to bring back, like, you know what I'm saying?
Why? Look at the state of hip hop now. You want to bring back that? A classic for that, for this. You really want to bring back a classic for some mumble rappers? But they don't even appreciate it. Let me tell you something. I'm about to give my shit off right now. Hold on.
Talk your shit, Drew. Talk your shit.
Dude, you can watch. You can literally watch Wildin' Out. I know y'all probably don't watch it, but
no, I'm fucking Wildin' Out.
You can watch that show, and these dudes cannot freestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
These dudes cannot freestyle. So you know these guys ain't gonna have no bars for the basement.
People have their own different definitions of freestyle.
Right. No, I'm not going. I'm not going. No, I want you to spit. Don't be a villain. I don't want to hear no skirt skirt. None of that. I want to hear bars. I want to hear bars. Man. I want to hear Jadakiss on fucking Madison Square Garden. I want to hear that. Yeah. These dudes gonna be there. They gonna ad lib their way into five minutes. Talk about skrr and no, I don't want to hear that crap.
Yeet,
right? That's gonna be the whole verse.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
And it's a shame when Big Tigger can actually out rap 90% of these guys.
Facts. I am interested. I haven't looked at the video so yet, but I am interested to see how that's gonna be.
I mean, why they at it, man? They need to find Sherry Carter, Angela Striblin. She's still active. Man. Madeline Woods. We need Rachel.
Angela Striblin still active?
Like I follow her on Twitter and like so. I mean, on IG. So like she's around. She looks good.
They need to bring back Sita.
I thought see the scissors on the.
Didn't they bring her back on something? What's she? Yeah.
She was on that show where they brought back all those. Yeah,
Oh, encore. The encore. Yeah. You didn't watch the encore, BA, did you?
Now I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's only there for like a good like 5 minutes, bro. Each
episode. Yeah, she come. Yeah, she basically just introduces whatever objectives they have for the episode or whatever.
Is it the very beginning of each show?
No, not at the very beginning. Close to the beginning, but kind of like you know. Little more like midway, but close, you know, closer to the beginning.
Right, so.
Yeah, cool. but like I follow Madeline Woods, and I think I was just telling y'all, maybe via text or something. Just recently, I watched the Where Are They Now video on Sherry Carter, like literally, I want to say like a day before they announced Video Soul was coming back, and you know, they were talking about how she had, you know, she had stepped away from, the limelight after she did a BET jazz show. That was the last thing she did before she left. And then I guess she had got married. And then in 2012, I want to say, her and her husband's house had burned down.
Dang.
And they had lost a lot of stuff, but she seems to be doing fine now. I think she had made it an appearance on one of the virtual BET award shows recently. And I was just talking about, you know, some of her highlights and, you know, moments, most memorable moments on the show. And I know she was showing this episode where I think it was like one of the first times Tupac was on Video LP.
Oh, wow. And, shout out to Video LP, man.
Yeah. Let me ask this question, Dave, because all of us are thinking it and I'm going to just say it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we're all thinking it. BA.
Shut the fuck up.
We probably are.
How's she looking, bro?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking he was gonna say. But okay, I'm with that.
Not bad actually. Like, she's got to be what? Like 60, maybe close to.
Hey, you know I like that. I ain't mad.
Nigga, Patty's belt still get it. So.
Madeline's been holding up too. Like they,
Madeline,
you know,
yeah, she has.
Was she in the movie that we saw at that screening in LA? Who was the one in the movie?
In the couples night movie?
Yeah. It was something it was one of the old I follow on Facebook. What am I thinking? It's not Angela Striblin. It's not Madeline Woods?
Maybe it was Madeline. I gotta look and see. I honestly don't remember her being in there.
She had a brief cameo. Wait a second. Who am I? Is somebody we missing? All right, hold on. Let's go through them. You got Rachel. You got Madeline.
Steve,
Woods,
why are you trying to remember? And nobody even probably saw the movie.
We saw the movie. What are you talking about?
We saw the movie.
Well, BA, you weren't there.
But, exactly. So I don't remember. I don't care about this.
No, exactly. But it was another BET.
Was it Ananda?
No, it wasn't Ananda. Wait,
by the way, she looked great too.
Was it
Madeline? Was it Big Liz?
No, it might have been Madeline Woods. It might have been Madeline Woods. She had a cameo in the movie, and I know that because we're Facebook friends, and I remember her talking about it.
Totally missed that.
But yeah. Madeline, I'm pretty sure it was Madeline Woods. Yeah, Madeline looks good. Who y'all picking? If y'all had one, let's say prime 90s BET personality, which one y'all taking on a vacay?
Cedar went 90s.
No, you let him have Cedar. You go ahead and Cedar.
Wait, you taking an avatar, bro?
No,
I'm taking an avatar, my dude.
Yes. Go fuck the cartoon, Terrence. Yes.
Taking an avatar and whoever does the voice.
That's what I'm Madeline's probably gonna edge Sherry just a little bit.
Yeah,
y'all tripping.
Drew. Hey, I was finna say I'm taking Rachel. Drew, who you taking? Madeline?
Yeah. See, I don't count Rachel in the 90s either now, bro.
Nigga, so. You gonna front on Planet Groove?
No, I'm not fronting on it, but you said the 90s, bro.
Well, okay, like prime BET. Like, it don't have to be 90s. The prime BET, though.
I'm sorry. Madeline was a wave, bro.
Yeah, I can't front on Madeline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. It's still Madeline, Rachel.
But I'm still probably gonna have to lean toward Rachel.
It's still Rachel. Or honestly, real answer, Rachel or Ananda.
Damn, I can't. Oh damn, Ananda.
Man, when you make it in a Tribe Called Quest verse, I mean, you know, that says a lot.
Okay. Well, how about this? When you make it in a Biggie verse.
Wait, who's in the Biggie verse?
Rather be in Caribbean Sands with Rachel.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I might still have to.
Have you come across that page, Tej?
For Rachel's?
Yeah.
No, I ain't found Rachel. Maybe I won't let y'all know. I'm gonna secure the premises.
The perimeter?
Yeah, that too.
Did you use a makeup word?
Did you say perimeter?
I did. Yo, I be smashing words together all the time. So add perimeter to
not a real word, sir.
But you know what the ironic part about that is? You will be quick to like spell check all of us.
Right.
No, because listen, it's a difference. BA was just out here misspelling words, just. Records.
Nigga, you just made up a whole word.
No, listen, I had.
Hold on, wait. You just said I was misspelling words recklessly. The word in question, people, is miggity, as in the miggity, 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 Mac Daddy, miggity.
Yes.
I misspelled that recklessly. What's the correct spelling?
I told you, and you argued. So that's why you're reckless with it, because you were wrong.
Oh,
and then you tried to argue me down. Same way you were about Gia.
Gia. I mean, I feel like, honestly, if you want to get technical about Gia,
I think with Chia,
I feel like it could be with an X and an I, my nigga.
That's too much, Dave.
Had a point.
Yeah.
How do you, these words are not real words with definition.
I'm not arguing that they're real words.
You corrected my spelling on an imaginary word.
That doesn't make it. That's not the point. The point is not whether it's a word or it's not a word. I will tell you, miggity is not a real word. I will tell you, Gia is not a real word.
All right, my nigga.
However, we spell them out for whatever reasons when we're spelling lyrics or whatever. And when you spell them fucking right. I know it ain't a real word.
I think Tia should go on Squid Game.
I've not watched this. I haven't watched this show.
You mad at the spelling of miggity?
You spelled it wrong. I was just telling you.
Actually, I didn't spell it wrong. It sounds.
No, you didn't. You sounded it out, but you were wrong.
Listen, mention that I think I'm the only person on this podcast who has two Spelling Bee champion trophies.
Oh.
Ooh.
Weird flex, but okay.
Man, that was a weird flex.
Hey, you went to elementary school in Harvey. Does that really count?
Wow.
You want to brag about your Harvey title?
Shout out to Harvey World. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Best school system.
Now you're doing too much.
He has to tell himself that.
You was cool at first, so don't do that.
But wait. How, did you just say something about Harvey? Didn't y'all go to school in Harvey?
We went to high school in Harvey, but we're not claiming spelling titles.
You know what I say? It was. I never said it was the best school system in Illinois. Like, that was a little bit too much.
Speaking of Thornton, I just got to bring this up. I heard recently, like, they found like 100 and some guns in the school.
It's in Harvey, man. What do you want?
I'm just saying, Thornton. You know what I mean?
It's in Harvey. What do you want? Yeah. Product of this environment. Sometimes I don't know.
Yeah. Matt, so what y'all think about this upcoming versus, man?
Chris, all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Kane, but I think his catalog wears a little thin. I feel like Kane had a good 2 to 3 album run.
Yeah.
But then he gets mad thin after. Actually, I mean, you know, how many Kane albums? When was Taste of Chocolate? What was on that?
I feel like. Taste of Chocolate had one of my favorite Kane songs on it, I think.
But is it a good song, Dave? What was it?
It's Hard Being the Kane.
All right,
that's definitely one of my favorite.
I just feel like Kane's catalog could run a little thin, and I feel like Kane, his run as far as being one of the elites,
mm-hmm.
was kind of short lived.
Taste of Chocolate had Hard Being the Kane. Yeah, because I can do it right.
Okay, I fucked when I can do it right. All right, so what was after Taste of Chocolate?
Huh?
What was the album after Taste? Was it Prince of Darkness?
After Taste of Chocolate was Prince of Darkness, yes.
What was on that?
Prince of Darkness was The Lover in You.
It hit for the moment, but it ain't enduring. Go ahead.
Brother. No.
What?
Brother Bear. What do you think?
No, not that. Because
listen,
one.
By the time Kane got to Looks Like a Job for 94, I think.
That was 93.
That was 93?
I thought it was 93. Yeah.
All right. Well, by the time he got.
That was still that era where everybody was trying to be hard.
Well, okay. So I need to add that on the 93 Gangsta then. But okay. So listen, by the time he got to Looks Like a Job for. I think he had gotten lyrically lazy,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think his bars were hitting like the Kang of maybe 4 or 5 years previously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, because I don't think anybody was checking for the Daddy's Home album in 94 or Veterans Day in 98.
No, by the time, listen, it Looks Like a Job for was the last Kane album that it really kind of made an impact.
What's crazy is he had some dope ass features later on in his career, like with Tony Touch.
But nobody was checking.
Nobody was checking for that shit. He had some on Lil Brother. He had the joint on I want to say Static Selector, but it's not Static Selector. Somebody else's. K-Slay, DJ Babu, like. He has some dope ass features, but nobody's checking for them. George.
Yeah, I just feel like Kane's
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. But I just feel like Kane's catalog. I don't think it's gonna match well. Chris has had a longer run and more impactful hits, but I'm interested to see it. But that's
plus KRS can go into the BDP bag.
Yeah,
you said exactly. What now?
KRS can go into that BDP bag.
Yes. Yeah. And then he still has some decent solo material after BDP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like, I honestly feel like just for the culture and just because so many people wanted this battle, I just feel like Rakim would have been a better matchup.
For who? Kane or Chris?
For Kane. Even though Rakim still would have probably killed Kane. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. But I feel like just from a lyrical standpoint and people always pitting them two against each other, it just would have been like, this is perfect. You know what I'm saying? If anybody.
Word to daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, no, I'm riding with Chris on this.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it's either way, it's going to be great for hip hop and way better than Yeah.
It's going to depend on song selection, too. Because if KRS start playing that stuff that came out in the 2010s, like...
He's not going to play that.
Nobody's going to know that.
I would hope he wouldn't, anyway.
Okay. You thought Fat Joe wouldn't play album cuts, but...
Fat Joe was on... No, but see, I feel like Fat Joe was on some New York gully shit, and he forgot that it was women there.
Okay. I think Chris is going
to... I feel like Fat Joe felt like he was thinking
to get on some... on some boom bap hip hop shit and forget that he has an audience that's, you know, maybe more broader than that.
And here's the other difference, B. Fat Joe had more material to select from. He had damn near, 25, damn near 30 years of material, whereas I think Chris got a tight 10 years from 87 to 97.
No. Chris still makes records. That's the point I'm making.
But I'm saying, Fat Joe has like still managed to be relevant.
What I'm saying is the song selection. If he starts picking songs from recent albums that nobody knows because he feels like it's the shit.
I know, but I'm telling you why I don't think he's going to do the same thing Fat Joe did with that.
And I'm telling you, you don't know that because you didn't know Fat Joe was going to do that. So your point, okay, well, that's fine, but you don't know that he's not going to do that shit.
I mean, you're right. I don't know for sure. I just don't think he's going to. I don't think he is thinking the same way as Fat Joe was.
You've been to a KRS concert before, right?
It's been a minute.
Did he keep it to the old hits, or did he start doing new shit?
Well,
he did new shit.
Wait. I'm saying it had to be in the early 2000s, so he didn't have as much new shit to actually choose from. So I felt like at the show he play a couple new shits, but he stuck to the classic shit. But this is different because this is Versus, and
TJ gonna be on his pebble shit. He gonna get everybody.
Yeah, but that's what you can't. You don't know for sure.
I don't know for sure. I'm just saying. Okay. I don't think he's gonna fall into that same trap as Fat Joe. But yeah, you're right. I don't know that for sure. He could. I doubt it, but he could.
Here's what I hope doesn't happen. Man, love the teacher to death, but he could be long-winded.
Oh, that nigga's funny. Goddamn soliloquies.
I do not need him to go on for an hour between each song, you know.
Telling us about real hip-hop.
Y'all let me know how that one was.
Drew, you're not watching KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane.
Dude, just like how you just gave the benefit of the doubt to KRS-One for that, I know KRS-One about to talk. He's gonna be long-winded. I am not gonna be here for that, bro.
I remember when Skyler Rock on this track.
That's exactly.
We was in D Nice's basement.
Oh shit, Chris could bring out D Nice.
Oh, and yeah, win. He could.
We were about to record Self-Destruction. In the basement.
But hey, wait, ain't it gonna be like live? Where's it gonna be from?
I don't know, actually. All
that
I know is
definitely
the retirement home.
Right.
The bridge.
He definitely gotta bring out D-Nice.
Right. I mean, yeah. It should bring out MC Shan just for shits and giggles.
But, nah, them niggas cool as fuck now. So
he might. They did an album together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, they should bring
he might do songs off that album.
Yeah, they might perform a couple songs off that
he
album.
He gonna tell you, it's for hip-hop. We gonna bring out MC Shan. He gonna do a
That's gonna be a 20-minute soliloquy.
That's what I'm saying. KRS got a big-ass bag that, like, most of it you don't want to hear, but he's gonna go into it. I promise you. That's just what he's gonna do.
Yeah.
He should bring out Mad Lion.
He might. He might get Channel Live.
Right.
Yes.
Channel Live.
So, wait, did anybody here hear about the Fugees' first concert?
Yes, and I'm worried because we bought tickets.
Yeah.
Y'all going too?
Yeah, I think we going too, but I'm scared.
So pack a lunch, bring a book.
So the right,
whatever's gonna help you pass time.
So the actual like reviews from you know music journalists I read were good, but then I saw the other views from people that was like they didn't show up for 3 hours and then they did 6 songs and
I feel like I saw the set list. It was like 10 songs from the set list that I saw. Maybe
but they were 3 hours late.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, somebody was like, wait, I forgot what they said. They were like, imagine going to a movie, you know, going to a show, and they play The Godfather 2 in its entirety before the whole show starts, and they expect you to stand and watch it until the show starts, because that's how long the Fugees took to come out.
Jesus. I hope they at least had a warm-up DJ, because, yeah, when we went to see Donda, that's all we was doing was sitting there looking at each other.
I'm telling you, I got PTSD with Lawrence.
With Lawrence?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I'm not doing it. Like,
and November 2nd is still a month away.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah.
Y'all gonna have to check out the talk to y'all people in other cities that they hit before Chicago and track it and see how it's going down.
Yeah. Just open the Chicago Bulls gift shop. I'll be in there. They come on. Because I ain't about to deal with this crap. No. Lord, and they're going to probably be like, we ain't going to do nothing from the album. But wait, this is the 25th anniversary. No, I ain't about to go through all that either. Nah.
That's what Lauren did to us last time.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the whole fact that she canceled her Ravinia appearance to do this tour, you know,
postponed.
It's canceled.
Or did she have a convenient excuse to cancel?
She didn't reschedule it. I thought she rescheduled it.
What, they said for like next 2022. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't
reschedule it. It's going to be canceled.
Okay. That's what you say now.
It's rescheduled.
It's canceled. All right. Yeah. You don't know. You already know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ready or not.
She ain't coming.
Right. yeah, man. I'm concerned, but yeah, we bought our tickets already, and they wasn't cheap either. So I'm gonna be really upset.
Get my pitching arm ready. I'm throwing some popcorn or something.
Bro, has anybody seen this dude, Brian Laundrie? Because apparently this dude is Bigfoot. Like,
hey, this, man,
have y'all been following this?
Crazy? Yo, how
Dog the Bounty Hunter is on it.
Man, so, he always gets his man.
Right.
How you go on vacay or a trip with somebody and don't come back and nobody say anything for a minute?
Well,
they went on vacay. That was living in their little bus van, whatever it was. That was their thing.
They took like a cross country trip or some shit, right?
Right. No, they lived in their van or whatever, their bus or whatever. They lived in there. So it wasn't like a trip. It was
but
just,
this motherfucker still came back to the crib without her. Like, it was cool.
Police gave him a 2-week head start.
This is what I'm saying. Off.
Like, you know, privilege.
But you know what that's about. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
privilege. And it's Florida.
What? Yeah.
It's Florida, too.
Yeah, people say, you know what that's about. And they rub their arm like it's the skin complexion.
Oh, no. You felt like he did it.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like he did it. You know what that's about.
I didn't rub my skin.
No, but it's, yeah, privilege and, you know, Florida man. You know, anything goes down to Florida. But yeah, it's crazy, man. And that's, you know, it's not definitely not the first time it's happened. There was a police officer who had met this lady off of, I think, Tinder or one of them sites. And, you know, she flew out to meet him. They went hiking. He came back down the mountain. She didn't. And, you know, cat was walking around like ain't nothing happened.
Yo, speaking of what you just reminded me, did y'all see this shit about the London police? Because one of the, I think it was the London police, like they assaulted and killed a woman. And now like the London police have put it out there that if you feel uncomfortable when you are approached by a lone officer, to run away or call the emergency number 999. And it's like, you calling the police on the police, that like they, London officials are really encouraging people who don't feel comfortable being stopped by
to call for backup.
Wow!
Right?
No. Wait. Y'all missed that whole license to kill in there.
Wow!
No,
they encourage you to run away.
They encourage that. That's literally what they put. Like, you can run away and call their emergency number is 999. But that's crazy that they have to put it out there that if you're uncomfortable being stopped by one of the police, to run away from the police and call the other police.
But here's the thing. If I run, isn't that person going to chase me? Isn't that his job?
More than likely. I don't know if they thought that through. But
and then are they going to probably shoot? Well, maybe American police will shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, also, again, I'm not thinking that anybody of color is heeding this advice as far as running for the police. But they really put that shit out there. Like, it was like it made sense.
It's funny. I don't know, man. Yeah.
They made Benny Hill, for God's sake. I don't know. I don't trust.
Shout out to Benny Hill, one of my childhood heroes.
We're doing it all wrong over here, man.
You mean on Earth?
Yeah.
Because everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Said, run away.
Anybody we'll see?
Anybody see the... Hot fences jump over benches. No,
anybody see Lil Boosie's movie?
No, but
and moving on.
Listen, but did y'all see the shit about Bill fucking Cosby posting in support of Boosie's movie?
No.
Go to fucking apparently.
First of all, let's be clear. Look, that he can't see no damn buttons. He ain't.
Listen,
he ain't post that dog. No, I'm not.
He probably didn't, but whoever on his team, but like
that lawyer.
Yeah, that's because. But that's the whole thing is the whole time Bill was locked up, Boosie was free Bill Cosby, free Bill.
Yes.
So now this is we're gonna do everything we can to try to help this little nigga out. But
the motherfucker said he hoped Boosie's movie is a box office hit, and
exactly, it's not even in the box office.
He also
it's gonna be a box office hit.
Spoke up in defense of Kells too.
Yes, he did, and. I don't think
why are we giving Boosie like this dude is like he like the it's like him like Safari's the Uber clown and then it's Boosie.
Listen, I think Bill is just talking to the wrong people and he's saying like, yo, whose cause should we jump on right now? So
I don't even think Bill is putting out these fucking statements himself. Like, I think whoever's on his team, Bill ain't on fucking Instagram for real.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So why are we doing this like talk. This is the dumbest shit in the world. Fuck that. Yeah. Like, I'm not about to. Like,
all right, but listen. Like, on some, watching the car accident shit, I kind of want to see what a little Boosie movie would look like. Like,
go
what,
right ahead. I watch.
Is there a plot? Straight. Like, what?
Go
is
ahead.
You gotta like pay on his website to watch it.
Okay,
believe,
but I'm
right?
not doing that.
So go on YouTube.
Go on YouTube or whatever is that.
Well, down to the bootleg, man.
Right.
Something. I'm curious on what...
Apparently it's being bootlegged on YouTube, so you can watch it for free there. But just know that Boosie said you a bitch if you do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I just love the tweet that said Boosie's 50 years old playing himself as a teenager. That was hilarious.
So, wait. Okay, wait. So, Boosie plays himself as a teenager?
Apparently.
And this is why you gonna watch this.
Dude, this sounds so horrible that I want to watch it. It's like who made the potato salad. I want to see that.
Why do you keep
slandering
that movie?
Because Dave.
No.
Yo.
You are.
Wait. First of all,
my nigga Jaleel White was in that movie. First of all, so
was it good, Dave? I haven't seen it yet, but
I'm
anticipating. I'd
rather watch The Cookout back to back than watch that.
Dave,
one and two.
One. Come on, Drew.
Dave,
two. Not, maybe one, not two though.
Dave, no, did you watch Who Made the Potato Salad?
I did watch Who Made the Potato Salad.
Was it good?
Of course. I liked it.
Okay, I need to see it. It's urban legend status for me. Like, I've been hearing about it for years, but I never watched it. But I know it's not going
to
be good.
I used to watch all, Maverick Entertainment, all them, like, indie black movies that used to come out. Like, I used to watch all them shits. All of them.
Yeah, I'm not watching a Boosie movie. Man, I'd rather watch
see this
I Got the Hook Up too.
I want to see this train wreck.
I actually do want to see I Got the Hook Up too.
Right. No, I'm not watching that either, but no.
I mean, I Got the Hook Up was a hood classic. I would.
This nigga would rather watch this movie than a Marvel movie. I cannot believe that. Watch that than a Marvel movie.
That's so true. I don't know why that is. I know that sounds bad, but it is true.
It does.
Yeah. It's really true. Well, y'all saying I Got the Hook Up with the hood classic?
No, definitely
it was a hood classic.
Definitely
I watched
a,
it.
Man,
but I'm not watching a Boosie movie.
Rest in peace, AJ Johnson.
Rest in peace, AJ Johnson. Yeah. But like because I Got the Hook Up was a hood classic, like I would give
I would watch Paper Soldiers again.
You know what's funny?
Paper Soldiers is amazing. Don't ever disrespect Paper Soldiers.
I just saw Paper Soldiers for the first time recently.
What?
Yes, I had never watched it before.
That movie's amazing.
I haven't seen it yet. But y'all know I don't really see shit because all I do is watch Martin reruns. So much stuff I have.
But you'd rather watch.
If you ever get a chance, watch Paper Soldiers. It's actually Kevin Hart's first film role.
Yeah.
Was the Death of a Dynasty?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I feel like Paper Soldiers might have been.
I think it was Paper Soldiers.
Okay.
I think he's acknowledged Paper Soldiers as his first film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But because you know he had, I want to say right after Paper Soldiers, he had a sitcom called The Big House that I think it ran for a full season, but like nobody saw it. Uh huh. You can actually pull up. I think all the episodes. What? It was on ABC, I think.
What?
Yeah. It was like that was supposed to be like his big breakout thing, because I want to say he did Soul Plane maybe right after that.
So this was 2005, 2006, somewhere around there.
Probably, but yeah, if you go on YouTube, I think you can actually watch the whole season. It was called The Big House, and
on ABC. Who else was in it?
God, was it
Yvette Nicole Brown?
I think she might have been in it. I'm trying to think who played the father on there. Let me see. I'm looking at it right now. It was Yvette Nicole Brown, Keith David.
You were going to say Keith David. I don't know why, but when you said the father on it, for something, did I see this before and don't remember it much?
Faison Love. Arnisha Walker. And Arnisha Walker was remember the episode of Fresh Prince when
she Carlton, was the accountant that came onto the account. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember her from. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So, but yeah,
but it ran a full season on ABC.
It ran a full season, but like,
what the hell did they sandwich that with?
I don't know.
It was probably on some CGI Friday shit.
Yeah.
They didn't put nothing to lead in on that.
It was Perfect Strangers.
Right. Yeah, but that shit was very short-lived.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, but like wow. Yeah, good but one. Like I said, going back, I'm not watching a Boosie movie. Yeah, you had that.
I know that it's going to be horrible. I know, like, I'm not expecting anything good from it.
Train wreck.
But
I want to see how bad.
Well, how was Killer Season? I don't think I've ever watched Killer Season.
I've never watched Killer Season, so
me neither.
No,
you never watched it, TJ?
No.
Wow, that's surprising. I
why?
Would've thought
why did you think I would watch?
Because you about to watch this bullshit,
man. I think we should do an episode one day where we just watch like really bad hood movies.
No, I'm not doing
that. I told
that.
Y'all I got New Jack City, the next generation over here.
I'm not okay with that.
Okay. That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah.
Y'all let me know how that episode is. That's the one I'll take off. I mean, I'm not doing that.
We should do it, man. I'm telling you.
Nah, y'all can have that.
All right, I'm going to try to watch this Boosie movie for next episode so we can talk about it.
Please, I'm not doing it. Yeah, y'all check me on later.
I'm after super that, curious how bad this is.
I'm not watching that. Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. I don't even want to hear about it.
Apparently, he got like some kind of praise, I think, for the way it was shot or looked. Or
on
something.
iPhone?
It looked like...
Hey, like, for real, though? Like, they really shooting real-ass movies on iPhone, though.
Oh, yeah. Know. You saw it's like a whole commercial now just dedicated to that. Is that the 13?
That's a 13 Pro, bro.
Okay. But hey, on the Series 33 and a third,
like
the movie, it's coming.
Boosie's movie on an iPhone probably would be like on a 4 or some shit, and it'll be super grainy. Like
a 4? You gave it a 4?
Probably.
I'm talking about the OG one. That's what they probably recorded it on.
Right.
They recorded it on a flip phone.
On a Trio.
I don't know why I'm curious to see how bad this movie is going to be, but I think I'm really interested in seeing it.
Go right ahead, sir.
I'm going to report back. I know y'all going to be waiting on with bated breath. I'm going to report back for you.
Yeah, I
wonder if Webby makes a cameo or he has somebody portraying Webby.
That's a good question. See?
Why? Jesus, why?
That's a good question. We gonna but wait, he gonna be playing himself as a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that just sounds horribly bad already.
So Dave, have y'all seen Venom? Because I'm tired of talking about this shit.
Yo, real quick, Quando Rondo and YFN Lucci is in Boosie's movie. Just one.
On that note, I'll be back.
But
yeah, I'm not Quando Rondo. I'm not doing this. Don't look for me for the next, I don't know, 5 minutes. Y'all take a break.
All right, yeah, y'all go ahead. You and T can talk about this. I'm out.
I was gonna ask about Venom. How was it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I didn't ask.
Did anybody see it? Because I didn't see it yet.
I didn't see it. I tried to stay away from the internet from spoilers and stuff. I think I kind of saw one of them.
I did too.
Yeah. So, but it still makes me. I still want to see the movie because I read a couple reviews. The reviews were really good. They said it's like, you know, the movie doesn't bother itself with a whole lot of character development and depth. It's just straight good guy versus bad guy action, and that's the type of stuff I like. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Not to say I don't like depth and character development, but sometimes a lot of those, especially superhero movies, can get so bogged down with that. And I feel like DC is probably one of their Achilles heels because they try to do that too much.
Right.
And you're like, okay, when is this shit over with? Like,
and when is it, or when is about something about to blow up or something right. about to die? Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm definitely interested to see Venom still.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm probably gonna watch it soon, but I just don't know when. Like I wasn't like in a rush like we were to go see
Shang-Chi.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, I'm definitely, you know. Like I'm more excited to see the Eternals than I am to see Venom.
Venom's not no, it's not on HBO Max, right?
No. HBO Max is strictly DC stuff. And speaking of HBO Max.
Yeah.
Can't wait in the next couple of weeks for Insecure, the last season.
Yes. Definitely Absolutely. Looks like it's going to be a dope season. October's got a lot of stuff popping.
It's the return. It's fall TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the fall shows are going to
Got Insecure. Start rolling in. All Americans coming back. You got something else I just started watching that BMF series. Have y'all watched that?
No, I haven't started it yet.
I haven't seen it. I forgot it was on, actually.
It's decent. The first episode didn't really grab me, so I'm hoping it gets better because it was kind of like the same thing for Raising Kanan for me. Like, the first episode didn't really grab me, but by the time I got to the third episode, I was really into it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping BMF does the same thing. Then I also started watching that Our Kind of People show, the Lee Daniels.
Is that good? I just saw the commercial for it today. I've seen it, but I'm just saying, is that
it's
good?
Not bad. It's not bad. It's you know, it's kind of a slow build, but I've only watched the first episode. So
what are we talking about?
New fall shows or shows that's come back. Right now, we was talking about the Our Kind of People show.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't started watching it yet. I have it DVRing. So like, I'm weird now though. Like, I don't like watching shows week by week. I like to let them all pile up and then watch them all at once. Like, binging has ruined my TV viewing experience. So now I don't have patience to wait a week for the next episode. So like, a lot of times I just wait for the whole series to happen and then I can just binge it directly.
Yeah. I'm kind of like that too, but now it's getting to the point where it's like, I feel like being overwhelmed with stuff and just trying to, you know, just trying to fit stuff in. So like, I feel like I'm behind on, like we started watching that show, Clickbait, and I want to finish that. I haven't finished that. Wu-Tang, I think we like at least one episode behind on that, which I love that show.
I did watch Run the World. I did. Is it Run the World?
Yeah. What did you think of that?
I liked it. I think there's room for improvement. Yeah. But overall, I liked it. I will be watching season two. But yeah. I did watch that. I watched it with a friend, so like every week, you know. So maybe if I did that, but a lot of times, a lot of shows, I have to wait till the whole season is finished, and then I can just binge it. But I did watch Run the World piece by piece. I liked it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it didn't really grab me till like the last three episodes. Because at first I was just kind of like, all right, this is trying to be Sex in the City, but it's like, it was just a really, really slow build.
It took a minute for it to find its footing.
Yeah. So, but it did. I was invested in it enough to keep watching it. So, but yeah, I feel like they got to step it up a little bit for second season in order to keep me.
They will. I feel like they will. And P-Valley's on the way back as well.
Yes. Yes.
So that's definitely, I feel like that might be one of, if not the most anticipated.
The Pink.
Yes.
joints. So yeah, yes. that'll be back soon. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. What else am I looking forward to?
I'm actually looking forward to the last season of Blackish.
Dude, I'm so behind on Blackish.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
so
like behind. I just watched the reruns on Channel 9, man. Like, I don't even bother keeping up anymore.
I'm a whole season behind on Blackish.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to come back. And, you know, it's the last season, so I'm definitely going to support.
Yeah.
I was having this conversation with somebody before. It's like, do y'all count This Is Us as a black show or a white show? Or is it just a good show altogether?
Just a good show. Okay. I mean, you know, like, dude, everybody on there. I love all the actors on there. The story. I'm kind of go either way as far as it, you know, going off. Because on one hand, you know, it's a great show. You know, I definitely want to see more. But at the same time, I feel like it's only so far. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's only so far they can go with it. But it's an amazing show. I love all the actors on there.
How many black people are? I know it's one black couple. How many other black people are on there?
It's quite a few. Yeah, it's quite a few.
Yeah. It's not a majority though, right?
No. They introduced like in the last couple seasons they introduced like Omar Epps and his family, but he's not really on there at all. He was only in like a couple episodes, but
his
son is one of the characters, one of the recurring characters who's on there quite a bit, and his son was in that When They See Us movie. He's a really good actor.
I have not watched a single episode of This Is Us. I keep saying that I'm going to start at some point, but I just haven't. But you know, obviously, I'm
wait. Omar Epps' son is acting.
No. The guy who portrays kid. Omar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't be that old.
Dude, speaking of that, I'm glad you said that. Why is it like I'm starting to see kids in high school having these 90s and 2000s days where they go dressed as like I'm feeling old now.
Well, listen,
how about this? Joe.
How about this whole discovery that the millennials have with Ray J and Brandy?
They didn't know they was related. I was like, yo,
like, oh my god, yeah, this is crazy.
Like, I had a discussion with somebody at my job about TLC. He's like, who? I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you don't know no Scrubs? No, I never heard of it. Wow.
That's disheartening.
Wow.
Wow.
How old is this person? Were they
26?
26. No,
yeah. We're approaching that time, y'all.
We're watched. Watch, this is not our world anymore. These kids are out here. Genuinely surprised that Brandy and Ray J are brother and sister.
And not only that, like, I saw a tweet that said Michael Jordan wasn't top five.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, that so line, that's called trolling, Drew. Somebody's trolling. They don't really believe it.
That line, and wait a minute, hits harder than hell now.
Hey, wait a minute. Brother?
I mean, and that was 20 years ago.
Right.
But no, so there was a debate on now in 2021, is Ray J Brandy's brother or is Brandy Ray J's sister?
Wow.
Now it's definitely the latter.
I think now Brandy is Ray J's sister. Wait a minute, ain't that Ray J's sister? You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's true.
There was a point in time where that flipped Kardashian. I'm just saying there was a point in time where it went from Ray J just being Brandy's little brother to now Brandy is known as Ray J's sister. They changed roles.
Yeah, facts.
There was a debate because one person made that point. The other person was like, no, you're stuck in an era where Brandy was the most dominant Norwood.
Yeah.
She's not that anymore. She's not, unless she's behind the wheel of a car.
Oh,
man, listen. Look, everybody, make sure you watch Queens coming out ABC October 19th.
Really anticipating that joint for sure.
I just saw
shout out to Brandy for her and Cameron with sketches. Jesus,
those are hilarious.
No, did you see the one with him and Eve?
Oh,
I did not.
With the apple juice?
With the apple juice, yes, I did see that.
And then she said something, she's like, Alexa, play the locks.
Right.
Oh.
And apparently,
it's like, you ain't even Dipset. You ain't even D-Block. You Rough Riders. What are you doing?
Well, what's funny is apparently Jada's on the show, too.
He's on the Queen show?
Yeah, because they had him and Brandy did a video together on set as well. It wasn't really like a skit like her and Cameron, but they just did she was, I think, listening to one of the Loxa songs or one of Jadakiss's songs, and then she panned over and he was outside the trailer with her. And
I feel like I saw that. Okay, wait, here's a question though. I wasn't sure if it was just promotion for the show Queens, but do they really make some music together and release
it? Yeah. There's a single out right now called Nasty Girl that they just dropped.
Wow.
It might be produced by Swift.
Yeah, I think you might be right, sir.
It's called
Nasty Girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
And wait, who's all in the... I know, okay, so it's Eve, Naturi, Brandy, who else?
Nadine Velasquez.
Oh, yeah, Nadine Velasquez.
Yeah. Denzel.
Does she have any
flight, took flight with her.
Does she have any musical ability?
It looks like, I mean, she...
She has some bars on her.
Yeah.
I seen the video, yeah.
Is she freaky tying it? She's just the hype chick?
She had bars.
Nadine Velasquez had bars.
She's on the song.
I gotta listen to this damn song. I saw like the ad for it, but I wasn't sure if it was just promo for the show or if it was a real joint. That's a real joint. What's the new one on Marcus?
She's cool as hell though. She did a pilot here in Chicago some years ago that I
of course
worked
Hollywood
on.
Dave, you met her and I got a number. Dave, you got Nadine Vasquez number?
No, I don't.
Right, I'm gonna ask you again when we're off air.
Okay. hey, I want everybody to go and buy a On the Series 33 1/3 sweatshirt. We're selling them for $350.
And, they NFTs? You made them into NFTs then?
Yeah. And we just got to deal with Gap. And I want y'all to go ahead and buy those On the Series 33 1/3 sweatshirts.
We might need to look at the books, fellas. I think Dave is.
Say that,
I think Dave got NFTs on the market, and we don't know nothing about it.
I don't think we can actually say that.
Okay. All right. I'm just kidding, Gap.
Wait, what?
But
what,
the sweatshirts are out there, but
we can't.
Oh man,
the sweatshirts are out there.
Yeah,
they don't cost $300 though.
Not at all.
You can't find it at Gap.
No, right, you definitely can't find it at Gap. And speaking of that, let me tell you, Kanye's new little shoe, ugly as fuck.
You got a new one?
Yeah, it looked like a pill.
Okay.
Look like
has Kanye made a shoe that wasn't ugly as fuck? Red October's aside, has been any shoe that wasn't ugly as fuck?
The 350s ain't that bad. I like those. Those are not bad. But this new shoe look like he got like like you got two potatoes on your feet or something. I don't know what it is. Wow. Two potatoes dipped in Thousand Island dressing.
Jeez. Wow.
That's what it looked like.
That actually don't sound bad right about now.
These are the OG Bobby Johnsons.
I'm looking forward to that documentary, yo. Shout out to Kude and Chike.
So, are they doing?
It's definitely Chike. It's not. Right.
Y'all, everybody been saying Kude and Chink for years.
I thought it was Chike. I thought it was Hike with a C at the front of it.
Listen, I'm not gonna argue with you because I've been calling him Chike.
I'm asking. I don't know. It could be Chike.
Yeah, it could be. But his mama named him Clay. I'm gonna call him Clay.
All right.
When is the doc supposed to drop?
I think later this year, if I'm not mistaken.
So, is that on Netflix?
It's gonna be on Netflix. It's called Genius.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, in the immortal words of New Edition.
God damn it. Yeah. I wish I would have known. I could have sold them some of this footage.
New Edition never said that.
In the immortal words of New Edition, you better count me out.
Hey Dave, make a mental note. We gotta sell some footage, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead and make VIP TV the movie, man.
Start talking to people something.
Yeah.
I know we're sitting on some classy material.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Find a tape of the yellow shorts on.
I feel like your man in Atlanta might come out the woodworks and sue us.
Keeper?
Keeper.
You think Keeper? Oh, you didn't remember Keeper's name? You gonna disrespect Keeper and not know his name?
I forgot he got a mouth and he can sing. Is that what it is? He got a mouth and he can sing. Is that what he said?
Where was this?
Atlanta. Come on, Drew. Dave. Where do you think we got put me on the hit from, Drew?
Or that's right. That's right.
That was off Keeper, dog.
You know what I'm saying? That was yeah.
You know, certain bad things I blocked from my memory, you know.
How was that bad? How was that bad?
I'm just talking about the artist.
Oh.
You know, certain things that just block out from my, you know, because.
Wait, y'all heard Keeper's music? Because I never heard his music.
No, but.
Nah, yeah. Again, I didn't even know who you talking about. So. Yeah.
You know, are y'all saying Keefer with an F?
No.
Or Keeper, like Trapper Keeper?
Well, it's more like keep with an A at the end of it. Keeper.
We was in Atlanta during All-Star Weekend and we was doing interviews and some brother rolled up on us right by Walter's gym shoe store, popular store down in downtown Atlanta. Yeah. Yeah, it was right there, bro.
I don't remember where it was. I just remember Keeper in the camera.
But yeah, he rolled up on us.
Oh, now I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Like I said, I blocked things out from my brain.
We was that's that famous gym shoe store that was in the Welcome to Atlanta video, yeah. With the dude with the turban. But he rolled up on us and
he just started talking.
Just started talking, telling us about it.
And then, like Dave, you were doing it. You were in front of the camera, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he just started talking off camera, and then Dave just like we finally relented because he wasn't going to win. Dave let him talk on camera. I just remember he said his name was Keeper, and then he said that he got a mouth and he could sing and spit, and then he was like, "Yo, you want to get at me? Put me on the hit. That's what we got. Put me on the hit from."
Yeah, because he spoke with a strong like East Coast accent, but we was in ATL, so you know that was kind of a anomaly in itself.
So shout out to my nigga Keeper.
Yeah,
Keeper's forever.
Yes, sir.
He's immortalized.
Yes.
But yo,
man, all we did was run into your boy from the Five Heartbeats at the end. They talk about, I still got it, Yang. That's what.
What?
Yeah, that's what you remember.
Eddie Kane. We ran into him.
He's like Yang. Yeah, that was him. That was Keeper.
Okay. We ran into the real.
No, not the real dude. No.
I think who did we run into down there? Keisha Knight Pulliam, who just got married. Shout out to Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Dave, shout out to Hollett.
Yeah. Who else?
Yeah, we really need to make a documentary of like actually we should make a documentary on Dave's greatest misses. So it was he tried to holler at Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gave him she gave him the Heisman. I remember that.
Did you say something slick to Monica and she was ready to bust you in the mouth?
No. If you watch the Monica interview, she was very happy and laughing. Okay. Right. You know.
Yeah, she was. He was cool. All
right, so we can't count Monica. Yeah. Obviously, you know, number one on the list, right, Dave?
Well, Megan Good.
No, damn, she maybe okay. No, I was thinking Kim Whitley, but
wait,
I thought you were talking about
it. Hey, you shot your shot at Megan Good too?
No. I thought you were talking about interviews in Atlanta.
Oh no! I'm talking about your greatest misses overall.
Like the Megan Good thing. That's hilarious. Now y'all don't know because Odias did the same thing.
I can totally see that. Yeah. I can totally see that.
He definitely had a Megan Good moment. He was froze. Like, what? Yeah. Shout out to my nigga. But Megan Good froze him up.
Wow.
Wait, but Dave, what happened to your Megan Good interview?
Nothing. I interviewed her twice. Both of them were really good. It was cool. She pulled her cousin into the first one we did.
In Atlanta, right?
Yeah. And then the second time I interviewed her was on the Roll Bounce set, and when Sean McBride went ham on everybody.
Woo!
And yeah.
Ta ta ta.
Wait, I remember just the Megan Good interview because when I got my picture with her, Carlos was behind me hating in the background.
Hating in the background.
He was straight hating in the background. And since T, you want to throw people under the bus, since we're going to do a documentary, why we didn't do a documentary, part of that is when you froze when T-Bob was in the room.
I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't deny it. I mean, you know. You got to know the history to know, you know, it was a legit reaction. But Dave, I definitely think we need to do, I just feel like a countdown. Like, I feel like there's room to do a countdown of your greatest misses.
Man.
Again, I feel like what it is. Man. I think TJ got beef with Dave because he
Here's the thing. And like, if I'm going to keep it real, I'm sure if we went through enough footage, there's probably mine too. But, I feel like Gabrielle Union.
Off the top of my head.
Okay, so listen, no, Gabrielle Union is. I didn't try to Union. She complimented me, and I blushed hard as fuck. So you know that's one thing. But like Kim Whitley,
come on,
dog.
Key snatched your soul, bro.
Yeah. Kim Whitley. I don't know how that happened. It was.
Dave was literally so Gabrielle Union. She complimented me. I blushed hard as fuck. Yes, but. Kim Whitley, Dave, and Kim Whitley, dog, he leaned in and was serious. He was really going for it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He was like it was.
If we ever find that footage, we got to play it back in slow motion.
Give it to you to transfer, but I'm scared you might destroy it.
Man, listen. Listen.
Hey. Might have to take somebody else that's impartial.
No, no,
who
but
did Macy Gray hit on?
Somebody everybody.
Damn.
Nah, definitely.
I did the Macy Gray interview and her arms were under the table.
Yeah, I figured that, you know.
Hey, T, how you doing?
Oh, Jesus.
Shout out to Macy Gray. I love Macy. She was cool. Nothing happened. Nothing happened with Macy.
If I had to think of my like greatest misses off the top of my head, Bahama Dia, that was definitely a great miss. No. I misspoke and she wasn't feeling me after that and the interview went south. Same thing happened with Khalees one time too. I said something she didn't like, and yeah, she was.
I hate you so much.
Basically,
I was like, you shot your shot at Bahamadia.
No, sir.
Okay, I get it now, but in the moment, I was like, whoa,
wow.
So maybe we won't call it greatest misses. It'll be like miscues or something. We'll mix them in.
Yeah,
but Kim Whitley gonna be number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I already see it. We're going to replay it in slow motion and see Dave's face as he leans in and then see her face because she was playing along with it. Then she realized this nigga was serious. And then she backed away. But Dave was still leaning in. Like, you got to see the slow motion of it.
Remember when I kept calling Anthony Hamilton's album by the wrong name and Carlos kept it in the show? He kept it in.
I don't think I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Do y'all remember when Strings accused me of calling her String, singular?
Yeah.
And not Strings?
I remember that. I remember that.
I definitely said Strings, though. She misheard.
Yeah.
And can't forget the number one. Cartwheels of Cameron and Jim Jones.
Man. That right there.
That's classic material.
Yeah.
Too, sure.
Yeah. That's definitely documentary material right there.
Yeah, I wasn't there for none of that shit.
Okay. And we definitely
Do you feel a certain way, man? Do you think that Tease was trying to keep you from passing on an Insomniac's demo tape to some of these artists?
Tom was on the show plenty of times.
No, what he's saying is he didn't come around different interviews. And
who I'm gonna shop they demo to? Video promotion people?
No. The answer to your question is no. I didn't feel no kind of way about it.
Because you low-key provided TJ his wardrobe for most of the interviews.
I definitely did.
He was definitely my stylist. I credited for sure.
Yeah, but no, I didn't. It was really more one of those things. Like that's his thing. I'm over here doing my thing.
Yeah.
And when those things meet, they meet. But when they don't, they know. It was what it was.
Yeah.
All y'all reminiscing stories. I wasn't there for none of that shit.
Yeah. Well, the book is coming. Be on the lookout.
Yeah, it's gonna be hilarious.
Oh man. Well, listen, y'all. We appreciate y'all for tuning in once again to another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third podcast.
Hanging in there with us as long as you did today.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, everybody, please be safe out there. Definitely keep following us on Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, all that good stuff. And, man, we appreciate y'all. One love. We out.